Welcome, visualizers. We are back for another live 30-minute edition, and this is our August edition. The theme that we are going to be gathering, whether it's in person, live, or on the recording, is finding comfort in the discomfort. Finding comfort in the discomfort. Finding comfort in the discomfort. Before we get going, I'm just going to leave a moment for you to just sit with that. Just start to get present to that before I put anything in the space, before there's any movement, any breathing, any context, any journeying. Just maybe check in and notice what comes up in your space. When you think of finding comfort in the discomfort. If there's anything that feels important to jot down right now, please feel free. Most of you are catching these videos on the recording, so you've got a good bit of flexibility if you're on the recording to pause it, to make it last a little bit longer. And just notice right now if you want to jot down anything that comes up around that context before we actually get going here. Let's take another moment. Okay. And to offer a little context around this particular theme, finding comfort in the discomfort is something that comes up quite a bit for us humans. This is something that comes up quite a bit in coaching conversations. It's something that comes up quite a bit if we're practicing yoga, living, right? If we look at things that are uncomfortable, where the discomfort is. Very often there's discomfort, we're uncomfortable if it's something that's new, especially if we are struggling with patterns of perfection, maybe haven't gotten a lot of help and we don't know how to get out of them. Maybe we're stuck in those overachiever patterns and we haven't gotten help to get out of those. Or maybe we have been getting help and they're still a little bit squirrely. So we find discomfort and uncomfortableness when there's new things, when we don't know how to do things, if it's unknown. Very often we can get a bit uncomfortable, experience discomfort if it's beyond the locus of our control. Now might be a great time to pop in before we get going here. But as much as we like to believe we're controlling anything, we're really not. Maybe just starting to notice what causes some discomfort for you. What creates uncomfortability? And why we're going to go on a journey to get more comfortable in the discomfort today is the world is becoming more interesting, we'll say. A lot of things going on, most of which we cannot control. And if we don't find a way to become comfortable, it's hard to feel grounded. It's tough to keep moving forward. It's very easy to be distracted. And it's actually hard to contribute to maybe creating any changes in some of those areas if we want to. If we're really stuck in the discomfort, the uncomfort, then it's all about survival. So we're here today to get a little bit better at finding comfort in the discomfort. I'm just going to give you another moment to see if anything else comes up after what I shared there. We're all in different places with each of these themes. We all struggle with different pieces of them. We all do great with different pieces of them. And so just keep noticing what comes up for you as we keep going through our time here together. All right, loves. And where we're going to go next is we are going to take some time to breathe. So just check in to see where you're at today. This is always optional. If you find that this morning you're not wanting to join in for some intentional breathing, please feel free to skip that. If you are wanting to take a different kind of breath pattern than the one I'm offering, always an option. Again, just taking a moment to breathe with intention goes a really, really long way. So if you are going to be taking some breathing time, I'm going to invite you to come to a seated position. Once we get to the visualization portion, you are absolutely welcome to get more comfortable. But if you do want to take this breathing with me, come into a comfortable seat for this portion of our morning. Cross-legged or any position where you can sit comfortable is perfect. If you find that cross-legged is comfortable for you, but could be a little more comfortable, notice if you want to take any blankets, any blocks, anything like that, and just place them below the knees. That might be helpful if there's some movement. That might be helpful if one knee is higher than the other, or if you're just seeking a little bit more grounding this morning. Before we get going and breathe together, I'm going to walk you through it and give you an explanation so you can just sit back and listen in case this is something that you have not done before. So this particular breath pattern is called cooling breath, or the Sanskrit way is Sitali Pranayama. And if you are somewhere right now where you are getting some hot weather, I believe this week a lot of us are, this is a way to breathe that's going to help your body cool down its core temperature naturally. So if you find that you enjoy this today, this might be a tool that you take out of here if this is new for you. And it's spelled S-I-T-A-L-I. So this is going to be a cooling type of yoga. And basically, we're going to be slowly sipping air in. So this is going to be a little bit different than you've tried before. So I'm going to give you some instruction, then we're going to go together. And before we get going here, we're going to take a few rounds of breath together just to clear everything out. So I'll invite us to do that first. And then we get going. If you remember when you were a kiddo, or if you're here and you have kids, maybe you see your kids doing this, or you're chatting with them about it. But when you roll your tongue, you know, when you just stick your tongue out and your tongue is rolled, that's what we're going to be doing for Sitali breath. Now, there are some of us that can't actually roll our tongues. We found this out in teacher training. So if you are somebody that cannot roll your tongue, just go with it and do the best that you can and maybe laugh at yourself. And if you're uncomfortable not being able to do it, perfect. This is perfect for you. So what we're going to be doing here is we are going to be using a rolled tongue, and we are going to be sticking it out and breathing in through our rolled tongue. So if you imagine, we're using our tongue kind of like a straw. So what that does is when it brings the air in through the body, coming in basically through our tongue straw, it's cooling the air down. And so then when we bring the air into the body, we're going to release the air through the nose, and our mouth is going to be closed at that time. Yeah, maybe just try that once. Just breathing in through that rolled tongue, pulling it back in, and then letting it go out the mouth. And then once you're comfortable, I'm going to lead you through that in just 1 second. Part of the challenges with doing live things from home is animals. So if you're here live, I'm putting you on mute so that I can let the cat out of the room. Okay. Sitting comfortably in a cross-legged position or whatever feels good for you. Just let your shoulders relax away from your ears. Sit with a long spine. Let your belly be soft. And just check to see that your chin is roughly parallel to the floor. And we're going to take a few deep inhales and exhales through our nose. So in through the nose, out through the nose, breath in through the nose, breath out through the nose, breath in through the nose, breath out through the nose. Yeah, so just letting your breath set, move a little bit. And now we're going to stick our tongue out, rolled, breathing in through our tongue straw, sipping air, then closing the mouth and exhaling through the nose. And just start coming into that breath pattern at your own pace. Some of us might want to go a little bit longer with the inhales and exhales. Some of us might want to go a little bit shorter. And just nice and slow. If you can't roll your tongue as you're doing this, just purse your lips instead. Just make a small O. And then your tongue can just rest against the back of the bottom teeth. Yeah, so whether you feel air drawing in through that or air coming in through the tongue, breathing and imagining each breath through is cooling your core temperature. Feeling your breath expanding your chest, filling your belly. And just letting that breath go slowly through the nose. We're going to go for about another minute here. The recommendation to really maximize any cooling is 5 to 10 rounds. So we'll go a little bit longer just to make sure everyone gets in the 10 rounds at least. So letting your core temperature cool down, sustain you through the summer heat, help keep our fires down a little bit in our digestive area and our emotions. And just imagine all your states are cooling a little bit more, getting a little more gentle, a little more soft. And letting your breath return to a normal, regular breathing pattern if you haven't already. And just noticing how that felt. Just noticing what your breath is like right now. Noticing if that impacted your body. Notice if you can tell anything that's different about your mental state, your emotional state. Just notice the impacts of that. Notice the impacts of your cooling breath, your Satali Pranayama. And just give that a moment to do its thing. Beautiful. And then check in. I'm going to offer one more thing to just help settle in, connect everything, and then we're going to get into the visualization piece. If you would like to take a little bit of movement just to help the body get out any frenetic energy, let yourself feel your intuition. Notice if you want to stand now. We're just going to do this for about a minute. Two. And the invitation is going to be, and I'll just tell it to you quickly before we start moving for a moment, is when you inhale, just reach your arms overhead, letting your fingertips touch. And some of us might want to hang out here for a minute with the arms up, just getting a nice little side body stretch, reaching. And when you do that, just notice when you reach your arms up, you might want to let there be more intuitive movement in the body. Maybe this is a little different for you. So feel how that feels when you start doing it. And then as you exhale, you're just going to gently press your palms toward the earth. So folding over, letting your fingertips staying connected. And just repeating this 10 times. So keeping the palms connected, bringing it down to the earth until you touch it, and then coming back up. So I'll say that one more time. On each inhale, you'll reach the arms overhead, fingertips to touch. And then as you exhale, you'll gently press your palms toward the earth with the fingertips connected. And we'll do this about 10 times, and slowing down the exhale as you keep going. So starting now, if you have not, moving with your own rhythm. And again, just inhaling, arms up overhead, feeling the fingers touch, noticing if you want to hang out here, move here, and then exhaling the hands down to the earth. And just noticing when you start doing this, I'm going to set the timer for just about a minute. Just let whatever movement you want come over you, come over you. You might be moving in a way that looks nothing like what I just said. Beautiful. Just let yourself have a chance to move, get rid of any energy, feel your intuition, honor what you want. Hitting a little bit of everything in 30 minutes of our time today. So just notice now if you are ready for stillness. If you are listening to the recording of this, you've got the luxury of pausing it and continuing that movement or the breathing for as long as you would like. If you're here live, you can go back and do any of this. You can do what you want now, catch up later. So always listen to your body. So in real time now, we're going to go ahead and get a little bit more cozy here if you want to follow along. So just notice what would let you rest as comfortably as you can. Are you in a seat? Are you lying down? Is there something below your knees? Is there something below your head? Is there something below your neck? Is there anything on your body? You're just noticing how you can rest best. If you've got anything going on this morning where it's challenging to rest comfortably, consider that your body actually gets to feel what it's like to find comfort in the discomfort. Feeling your breath, the inhale and the exhale. Maybe your breath feels a little bit different this morning after we did some cooling breath. Feeling your body, feeling the weight of it, but also the levity of it. And just noticing how that felt to have a little bit of intentional movement, to give yourself permission to listen to you. Noticing what's come up so far in your space. As we brought in the theme, finding comfort in the discomfort. Taking a deep breath. If you notice anything in your orbit right now that is creating a lot of discomfort, maybe it's somewhere you haven't found the comfortability yet. Maybe you're really confronted. Just take a moment to notice on your journey where you're at now. Giving yourself some love and grace if you're in the thick of it. Honoring yourself if you're really finding a lot of comfortability in things. Just take a moment to get present to where you're at now and honor that. Every single one of us has had many, many things that have created discomfort in our lives. And in this moment, I want to invite you to think back to a time in your past where you can imagine a past version of yourself. I want you to remember a time where you never thought it was going to get easier in that situation, in that experience. You never imagined finding comfort. And yet somehow you did. And I want to invite you to go back and, like a little fly on the wall, just observe. Observe the challenges. Observe all that came with that. And I want you to connect to actually moving through that. See if you can let your system really travel back and imagine what that was like in that time where that uncomfortable thing got more comfortable. Maybe it has to do with something for work, maybe something with parenting. Just notice where that is for you and connect to that past version of you. As you and your past version of yourself are together in the space, your past version is sharing with you, reminding you of what that was like. And your present self is getting to be in the space and getting to see you having moved through that, you having done that. What did that feel like? What does that feel like now to be like, wow, that was really challenging and I got through that? Does your present self have anything to say to your past self? Maybe your past self hasn't fully been acknowledged for that. Maybe your present self doesn't realize how much you can take and continue working with all of that. In this moment, letting that past self and that present self have some time together. Acknowledging your past self. Giving that past self any words of encouragement. So, learning from that journey you've already walked. Let's take a moment to bring in your future self. There's that past self that's already gone through certain things, who's learned lessons. There's your present self in this moment, getting to acknowledge where you are. How far you've come, what that's like. And your future self. And what we know to be true is every single one of us will continue going through things that are not comfortable. And we're all getting more comfortable swimming in the pool of life. Just check in and notice, is there any messages your future self has for you right now? Or is there any messages that your present self has for your future self? Feeling that breath. And for some of us, it's even uncomfortable to listen to all of our parts. So even just noticing right now, if we're having to get more comfortable, trusting ourselves, hearing ourselves, listening. Whether it's your past self, your present self, or your future self, maybe you know, maybe you don't, go to where the answer's loudest. If you were to walk away today with one thing to integrate into your daily life that will support you in finding comfort in the discomfort, what would it be? Anything goes. There's no such thing as a wrong answer. There's no such thing as a bad answer. Notice if you hear an answer. Notice if you feel a feeling. Answers come in all kinds of ways. You might feel something, hear something. This answer might be from, whoa. I've done this before. I completely forgot about all the tools I have for this. It might be something you've already done, something you already know. It might be something that came to your present self, just getting to be present in this space, to breathe, to move, to lie down, to imagine. It might be something that you got from this present space. Or maybe it's something from your future self. Let it be simple. Let it be sustainable. Something you can take out and commit to practicing and integrate into your day-to-day life that will make finding comfort in the discomfort more easeful. And just feel how your being feels as you've been breathing for 30 minutes. Find that comfort in your body and in your breath. One thing that you get to walk away with. And my invitation is to practice that. As many days as you can, acknowledging yourself and just noticing how over time that one thing creates a shift. And then maybe just imagining for the very last thing, a celebration of your past self, your present self, and your future self. And see if you can take that celebration out, celebrating your past self for how amazingly they have done, even if it hasn't felt like it at the time, celebrating your present self for being here now. Celebrating your future self who's going to be showing up, leaning in, and supporting you through so many more opportunities to grow in the discomfort. And maybe that celebration is the thing for some of us to take out, knowing this is a process. If you are on the recording, you may just enjoy hanging out here for a little bit longer. maybe doing some more breathing, some more moving, letting your mind wander, doing some writing. If you're on the live and you have some time for yourself after, maybe you create a little more space. And if you are off to something else, 30 minutes is a lot of time to sit in space and be intentional. It's a lot of time to shake things up. It's enough time. Don't feel like you need more. Thank you so much for being here. As always, please reach out if you have any recommendations for the theme. Maybe there's something for you. And let me know if you have any particular ways you want to learn how to breathe, any ways you want to move. You're welcome, Lauren. Yeah. And y'all, I'm still working on getting the music stuff. I've tried to bring a speaker in the background too, like at the yoga studio, and you can't actually hear it. So I'm continuing to try new things each time and getting some dead ends, but again, crossing things off the list. So much love to each of you, and I will see you in the ethers again soon. And if you know anyone who would like to subscribe and join us, please give them the link to subscribe. Much love, beauties. I'll see you soon.